There's a little dirt road in the countryside you sometimes like to walk down, just to unwind and organize your thoughts. It really doesn't go anywhere, just winds through the hills and woods, over little stone bridges where you can listen to the gentle murmur of clear running streams, or just gaze at the luxuriant moss clinging to time-worn gray stones. I want you to picture this in your mind now, a typical summer morning, just a few clouds drifting lazily in the blue sky, and you're ready for another walk on this old and familiar road. Today you feel you could walk twice as far as usual, onward and onward, to maybe find out where this road really leads, beyond the familiar landscape you travel every day. And so, with nothing behind you to worry about, nothing to concern your mind, and no fear of the road ahead, you plunge ahead, down, down, down the road. Your comfortable little road begins to drop down into a valley. A valley shrouded in thick, emerald forest. You never knew this forest existed, but it has an alluring quality to it, mysterious and shadowy, and somehow very inviting, like a secret place for only you to visit. On those times when you want privacy, time to be alone with your thoughts, time to be alone to let all your uncertainties in life just wash away down some lazy forest brook. And so, with no doubts in your mind, you descend into the valley, weaving your way deeper and deeper until you reach the forest edge. You stop for a moment to study the friendly shadows within the embrace of the trees before allowing your eyes to drift lazily to where you see a path. It's a wide path, uncluttered and welcoming. A well-traveled trail into a place that seems to you almost like an old friend. As you gaze down this path, you gradually become aware of a soft whisper in your ears, like a calming song echoing from somewhere deeper in the shaded forest. After a while, you wonder at this song and leisurely begin treading onto the path, more focused now on the sound ahead than the forest around you. And as you journey deeper and deeper, you begin to recognize that the song is being sung by a voice, a wonderful, mysterious voice, compelling and yet captivating, like the sweet perfume of lavender on the breeze. You plunge forward now with a little more purpose than before, to find the source of this song I am singing to you now. The forest around you has become heavier, misty, and embracing, remaining faithful to that promise of quiet seclusion, and you barely notice that the path behind you is ebbing away, almost engulfed by the shadows, as you follow my voice. And as you ramble onward, deeper and deeper into this captivating forest, you realize my song is all around you, echoing through the trees, from out and around the shadows, the hidden places in your woods. It even seems to you that my voice trickles up from the moist, mossy ground, or floats lazily down from the trees overhead, like golden pollen in the shafts of muted sunlight. Yet onward you walk, hoping to find that place from where my voice calls to you, and the path draws you downward, down, down, deeper and deeper, until you find yourself at a sturdy bridge over a bottomless chasm. You gaze deep into this chasm, and you feel in your heart that this is a boundary, yes, a border between the world of reality and the world of dreams. As you ponder this, you realize that with nothing else to do, no concerns or worries in the past, and a complete feeling of assurance, the bridge before you and to where it leads looks quite appealing now. With a series of steps, you walk across the bridge, over the chasm between the world of waking and the realm of sleep and dreams. And as you cross this bridge, you pay attention to my voice, singing so softly in your mind, beckoning you across and down into the stream of captivating tranquility. Before you, as you finally step onto the other side, is a little glade in the forest. You follow a charming path bordered by wildflowers to this inviting glade. And as you draw nearer, you feel a heavy sleepiness overtaking your whole being. A warm, comfortable, and almost numbing drowsiness almost seems to draw you to my voice here in the glade. So sleepy now, my voice beckoning you to lie down on the velvety moss, where a race of sunlight seep through the forest surrounding you. Gently, you drop to the soft ground and let your head rest, my voice lulling you into wonderful deep sleep. And here you remain, ever so relaxed, ever so deeply slumbering, so calm like you have never felt anything before. Remember this feeling, this sensation of where this journey has led you, this place of dreams, where you can always let your worries go, just as easily as blowing away the most gentle of feathers on the breeze. You will want to return to my voice and to this world of dreams, time and time again. Relax and rest easy now.